ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। वी रीडिंग टुडे फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 11th कैंटो 8 चैप्टर वर्स 18। नित्यवादित्र गीतानि जूषण ग्रामाणि योषिताम् आसामकीर्ण कोवश्य ऋषि संगो मृगीसुतः नित्यवादित्र गीतानि जूषण ग्राम्याणि योषिताम् आसामकीर्णको वश्य ऋषिसङ्गो मृगीसुतः नित्यवादित्र गीतानि जूषण ग्राम्याणि योषिताम् आसाम कीर्णको वश्य ऋषिसंगो मृगीसुतः। संगो मृगीसुतः नित्यवादित्र गीतानि जूषण ग्राम्याणि योषिताम् आसंकीर्णमको वश्य ऋषिसंगो मृगीसुतः। माताजी नित्यवादित्र गीतानि नूषं ग्राम्याणि योषितः आसाम कीनको यवश्च नित्यवादित्र गीतानि सामकिनानि व्यवश्च ऋषि संगो मृगीसुतः। ट्रांसलेशन बाय डिसाइपल ऑफ डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। बिकमिंग अट्रैक्टेड टू प्लीज रिपीट। वर्ल्डली सिंगिंग dancing and musical entertainment of beautiful women, even the great sage Rishisinga, the son of a deer, felt totally under their control, just like a pet animal. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Nimitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyamadi Paschata Desatarane Vancha Kalpa Taruvyaksha Kripa Sindhuvya Evacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. For the benefit of those who have not attended the previous session of Bhagavatam, when Uddhav heard that now Lord Krishna is winding up his leela, he requested the Lord that let me also come along with you. And the Lord instructs him that now you give up all material attachment and all relationship, and in short he says now you take sannyas. And Uddhav says, it is very difficult, my Lord. Please instruct something so that it can be beneficial for humanity. And the Lord begins to describe an ancient conversation between Avadhuta Brahman and King Yadu. King inquired, and the Avadhuta Brahman says that how I have received instruction or learning I have taken from different 24 gurus. And in the previous chapter, chapter number 7, he describes 8 gurus, beginning from earth, wind, sky, water, fire, and others. So total 8 gurus he talks about in chapter 7. And now in chapter 8, he is talking about the 9 gurus. 9 gurus, beginning from Python. What one can learn. Whatever enjoyment is destined for me will automatically come. And if it does not get, if he does not get any food, he should simply remain lying like a python. Ocean, one should not be elated. Tukkesu anu dugmana dukkesu bhikatispara vita raga bhaya krodha sthita dhira muni uchite. When there is a rainy season, when there is a lot of water, the rivers are getting into the sea, the ocean is not elated. Or during the summer time, he is not disturbed when there is nothing coming in. So also, one is not elated when he achieves some desirable result and not disturbed when in absence of those. From the moth, because of the attraction of the life, light, he gives up the life and cannot control his senses in the form of a woman. And how very nicely described by His Holiness Jayadev Swami Maharaj, the chasing divine energy, illusory energy of the Lord, he loses his life and falls down in the most horrible situation. And from the bumblebees, long, I'll try to cut in short. One should not save food. Then just like a greedy honeybee will be destroyed along with his holdings. Elephant, female elephant, the only way to capture. And similarly, a man who becomes attracted to the form of a woman falls down into the deep material life and is destroyed. Honeybee steals the honey collected honey thief. He steals the honey collected with great effort by a honeybee, and Relaunce order has some liberty to take from householder, but he gets trapped if he is not careful. And now we are talking about, he is describing what he learned from the deer or instruction. Is just as he becomes confused upon hearing the song of a hunter, hunter's flute, and loses his life, so also does any person who becomes attracted to mundane music and song uselessly waste his life. Then he talks about fish and pingla. So we will talk something about deer and music, and also what is real music, sense gratification, and in contrast to this verse. In all yuga, we find some story or the other about the deer. In Treta Yuga, because of the attraction to the form of a deer, Mother Sita had to live separate from Ram for a year. In the same yuga again, Maharaj Bharat, because of the compassion for a deer, he got into the cycle of repeated birth, and then Jad Bharat, and then so on. In Dwapar Yuga, Jara hunter took the form of the left foot of the Lord as a deer and shot the arrow. And in Kali Yuga, the Lord of the Bollywood landed up in jail because of the deer. And there are many types of deer. These, some are called reindeer, red deer, fallow deer, elk. But in Himalayan mountain, a very special deer is found. It's called musk. And that musk deer gets a fragrant, and he is wondering, I want to find the source of this fragrant. And he is captivated, and he is excited, and he is attracted, and sniffing around all the bushes, wherever, whatever he finds, but doesn't find it. And in process, what happens? When he doesn't find, he gets frustrated, he gets angry, and one place I have not found, then he climbs on the cliff and looks around that maybe it's coming from, and finally falls down in the valley. And that is the time the hunter is waiting, because it's very difficult to catch this deer. It's also known as Kasturi deer or musk deer. So when he finds this deer dead, then he rips open his body and finds that pouch of the musk which is lying within the deer. It's very difficult generally to catch a deer or hunt a deer. So a hunter plays a particular type of music to catch the deer. And to convey a point, in different contexts, Chandakya Pandit says that one should speak such language, aisi vani boliye, that it pleases the other person. Just like to capture the deer, hunter plays a music. The goal in different contexts, but he is using the example of a deer. And almost everybody in this world likes music. I have not heard anyone say, I hate. The form of the music may be different. Some classical, some only instrumental, some, but everybody, devotional, everybody likes music. You cannot. And the music industry of the world, I hope my understanding and faith on Google is okay, then that is approximately $16 billion, about lakh of a crore for this industry, annual turnover. So means everybody is involved, and there is music for every occasion. When there is birth, then we have music. Mere ghar aayi ek nanni kali. You grow, tujhe suraj kahun ya chanda, tujhe deep kahun ya tara, mera naam karega roshan, and so forth. And then further you grow. One thing, if you analyze, there are many songs for all occasions, but one subject has been most successful in the history of recorded music, and that is love. And love has many love. There is a good love, bad love, found love, lost love, torn apart love, split love, broken homes, betrayal, cheating, divorce, and hate. 80-90% of the songs are around this. It begins with "Tujh mein Rab dikhta hai, tujh mein sab dikhta hai." फिर बाद में तुझ में डर दिखता है. And then you, when you're lost, and then you याद न जाए बीते दिनों की. And surprisingly, the best song of the decade is about what? Is lamentation. Recently, this last decade, the song was "सुन रहा है ना तू रो रहा हूँ मैं." This is music. And then people become philosophical. Duniya banane wale, kya tere man mein samaye? Jindagi ka safar. So many philosophy. And then people talk about moral. Sajan re jhoot mat bolo. So there are songs for everything. And people have different ideas. One great musician of the Western world, his name is Bob Marley. And what he says, one good thing about music is that when it hits you, you feel no pain. This is his thinking about music. There are music therapy for those who are in distress. And some people are under illusion that music is the best healer. But if you study that 90%, I'm not talking about the devotional part of the music and the soothing part of the music, I'm talking about 95% of the music is very dangerous. Music takes you to the deep, dark, dense, dangerous, dreadful dream world of ignorance. And what to speak if you have a glass filled with brown water and soda and ice? You are in deeply in trouble when you take shelter of music. So, the life of a Kasturi Mrug is our story. We seek the fragrant outside. In play, music, movies, so on, so on. Money. And there are many ways of getting attracted to this music of sense gratification. Ek kabhi bolta hai, rootte bhi to hum kisse? Koi apna hai hi nahi. Rishton ki mrg trishna hai. कहीं समुंदर है ही नहीं। वे बजह जिसको अपना समझकर जीत रहे हम, देर से हमने जाना वो घर अपना है ही नहीं। वी आर लुकिंग समथिंग appears to be valuable to us is actually useless somewhere else. When right from the time of nursery we have been hearing certain stories like certain rhymes like early to bed, early to rise make you happy, wealthy and wise. I was in a Hindi medium school. I never heard any such rhymes. But when I was staying with Mahaprabhu Prabhu, one devotee was visiting and staying with his wife in Mahaprabhu's house. His name is Braslok and his good wife name is Shravana. And we had a cassette which was probably, I'm forgetting the name, whether it was Achyutananda Prabhu, very, very nice cassette. And it goes like, Govinda Hari Gopal Hari, and I like that very much. Jaya Jaya Deva Hari, he used to sing like this. And after this morning, we listened to this, then Mataji would play a cassette for her daughter. And that was a new thing for me. And that was in hardcore English. And I could not understand in one or two time when it was played. Later on, when His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu was giving session to all our teachers and the staff at Gopal's Garden, he was talking about how the concept of Janma Sarthaka Kari Parupkar. So I shared with him, I remembered ke what I heard for 2-3 times, I did not understand. When it was played every day for 1 month, I almost kind of by-hearted that. And it's very, very meaningful. We are looking for happiness somewhere else. And this is being taught in nursery. And how it goes like? What time is it? Then the children say, time to be happy. Okay, so what, how it goes? The time to be happy is now, and the place to be happy is here, and the way to be happy is to make someone happy, and to have a little heaven right here. If you want to be happy in this world, you can't be happy. And the way to be happy is what? Is to make someone happy. This 35 years ago I heard, I did not really understand, but when we see people around, those who are happy, the one common factor in their life is that they are trying to make somebody else happy, and then that process they have fine-tuned their musical sense, what gives them the happiness. So, once in a gathering, a discussion was taking place. What is life? One person answered, Jeevan ek sangharsh hai. Life is a struggle. The other person says, Jeevan ek khel hai. Life is a play. The third person says, Jeevan ek sukhmai yatra hai. A joyous journey. Journey full of joy. So the question he answered, that for him, the life is a sangharsh. Why? Because he is in ignorance. He has no access to Shastra. He has no access to Sadhu. And that is the reason that life is a sangharsh or a struggle for this person. Life is a play to this second person. Why? Because he has heard some knowledge. But he has knowledge of Shastra, but he is still in winning and losing mode. Victory and defeat, play. I do this, A life is a joyous journey for the person who practices what he has heard from the sadhu and the shastra. Doesn't make a lot any difference, victory or failure, pain, pleasure. So why our life is not a joyous journey, enjoyable experience? Why? Because we are taking interest in singing, dancing, musical entertainment and Bhagavad Gita. Bhogeshwarya prasakta nam taya parahata chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhuna vidhiyate. In the mind of those who are too attached to sense gratification, the resolute determination to devotional service to the Lord does not take place. And what we have heard from our Param Guru, what he talks about, the person who changed a terrorist Ratnakar, Valmiki's life, who preached somebody in the womb, who changed distressful situation or disturbing situation of Vyasadeva, who transformed Vidur's life. He is giving us the one-line sutra, Narad Bhakti Sutra 34. One-line sutra. What is that? Tattu Vishaya Tyagat Sangha Tyagat Cha. If you want bhakti, give up sense gratification and give up material association. Not only music. So one-line sutra from the person who is an authority of all our Vedic Shastra, he is telling us in one line what, how you can have a joyous journey, why we are having trouble. And Bhagavatam 7:7, Sukhaya Dukhaya Mokshaya Salpaka Iham Karmina. When everyone desire happiness and mitigation of distress. Actually, how one is happy as long as one does not endeavor to be happy. And the moment we begin our activities to acquire happiness, our distress begins. So why we have not fine-tuned? And what is the real music to the ear? So we will try and discuss about from the life of, on the basis of this sloka. The story goes like this. In Valmiki Ramayana, Maharaj Dasarath had 8 ministers. And one of them was Sumantra. And he was the head of the cabinet. Maharaj Dasarath, as we all know, did not have any child. So he tossed an idea in front of all his ministers that I want to have an Ashwamedha Yagya. And the purpose of the Yagya is that Putra Prapti. Then they took the blessings of Vasishtha and everybody seconded the idea. So after this was approved, Dasarath, Sumantra Maharaj takes Dasarath and tells him a story that what he had heard was predicted by Sanat Kumar, that the idea of what has come in your mind is going to be fulfilled. He continues and said, in the Ang days, there was a king named Romapad. For some reason or the other, actually he is narrating this story, would happen. It would happen like this. Right? He would be offending a Brahmana. Because he offended a Brahmana, what was the consequences? The consequences were that all Brahmin community discarded the kingdom. And when it happened like this, naturally, that state cannot be happy and prosperous. The rain stopped. Now their problem was, what we should do? Brahmana, but some wise people suggested that if we somehow or the other get a person who has not associated or who is a celibate or who has not seen the form of woman, if we get that person in this land, then the rain will come back. So they were wondering. They found that there is one person. Who is that person? He is the person, son of Bhimandaka. Bhimandaka was, you know, doing lot of austerities, and those austerities actually, you know, frightened who? Indra. If this guy does something, then we are in, heaven is in danger. So he decided to send one lady by the name of Urvashi. And the moment Urvashi came in front of him, his mind was agitated. And involuntarily discharged semen. And that semen fell in the water. And just then, a deer, female deer, was passing through that. And that female deer drank that water, also had semen. And due course of time, she gave birth to a human-like child who had horn. Now, Bhimandaka looked after this child and named him Rishi Sangha. Now, this child has not seen. Bhimandaka himself was very austere and he wanted to protect the child. He had not seen anyone except his father. Fruits, trees, plant, forest, hermitage, and sometimes some sages passing through. And that was his life. All the time engaged in worshipping the Lord. Now, the experts are guiding Romapad. This is the person. If he comes to our state, we will surely have rainfall. Now, but it's very difficult to get this guy. Because he is totally protected by his father. So some wise people suggested that we will send society girls, in other words we call them prostitutes, and attack the mind of this person and get him here somehow or the other. So ladies, many ladies were trained, were asked, and they dressed like sages. Now, Rishi Sangha had never seen someone. He thought they are all sages, so he invited them to his hut. Please come. And like a saint, like, he offered them aarti. He offered them place to sit, glorified, discussed katha. And these ladies, they had got with them some sweets and offered the sweet to this one, Rishi Sangha. And Rishi Sangha had never seen sweet in life. He thought the sweet to be a fruit. So he ate the sweet, considering it to be a fruit. And then while leaving, all these ladies embraced whom he thought to be saint, because they were dressed like that, because he had not seen anyone other than his father or the visiting. So embraced, and after that interaction they left. Now they were singing, they were talking sweetly, they were, so all this attracted the mind. And when they left, he was only thinking about them. That tomorrow, they will come again. They did not. So he was wandering around it. Then they saw. And these ladies now requested that, yesterday we came, now you come to our house. And we will now greet you, just like how you greeted. So they all tricked him to a place which was appearing like a hut, but which was a moving boat. He entered into that, and the boat started moving. And as soon as it reached the kingdom of Angades, and the moment he stepped out of that moving boat, and it started raining. Now Romapad Maharaj was very much concerned. He was happy for one reason, that it rained, and it means that Risinga has stepped. But he did not forget that I fetched a plan, a plot, which is not acceptable, and he was concerned. So first thing he did, he worshipped. When he worshipped him, a long story, his father was also made a party to worship, and in that worship process he asked for a boon. That boon of forgiveness for the mistake I have committed. And they blessed him, and that's how he was saved. And later on he got the daughter Shanta married to Rishisinga. Now Sumant Maharaj continues the story, and he says that, you remember Romapad is your best friend. You have given your daughter to him. Shanta is your own daughter, and Rishisinga is your son-in-law. And that's Rishisinga. If he does the Ashwamedha Yagya, we are going to your, this is what already been predicted by Sanat Kumar, that you will certainly have. And that's how he was called, and he completed. So the mind was bewildered of Rishisinga by these women's sweet talk and sweet music and dancing. This is what is referred here. But the lesson, something else, we will come back to that later. Dasharatha Maharaj's kingdom is actually can put to shame any irrigation system. The storage of the food grain supply, people, citizen, all happy. And the best part, that if it doesn't rain, there is no problem. For 11 years it did not rain in Ayodhya. And people did not feel the shortage of water, and everything happened. But the 12th year, that was the system, that 12 years tak koi problem nahi. 12th year they analyze, what is the reason? Some people advise, aapki Ayodhya ke upar Shani ki dasha hai. He declared a war against Shani. Went up to the Shani Lok. When Shani had a glance over him, he fell with his chariot. In between Jatayu season, and he sees that somebody is falling with a chariot. So he opens his wing, saved Dasharatha Maharaj, and brings him down, and says, Dasharatha Maharaj, when he gained consciousness, and he says, how you got me here? I want to fight Shani. No, it's difficult. No, but seeing his determination, Jatayu also said, okay, I'll also come with you. When these two personalities got together, why? Because they wanted rain for the citizen. Declare a war again. And pleased with their determination, he blessed them, and there was rain. We also, now in these two stories, what is we are trying to discuss? Both these kings were associating with the woman. One fetched a plan which is not pardonable, not acceptable. But why they fetched the plan? For the people, for their subject, not for their personal sense gratification. People will die if they don't get rain. In fact, Maharaj Dasharatha had 353 wives. But he declared a war against Shani. People want to get rid of. Don't. Shani is a dur, and he was trying to face Shani. Why? To serve his subject, to protect his subject. Protection was given by Sibi,
to a pigeon because he was being chased by an eagle. And he said, "You want flesh?" Because he was claiming, "I should get my rightful prey, food. And you are protecting, that is also fine, but what about my food?" Sibi said, "Yes, I will give you from my body the weight equal to the pigeon. Sit on the scale, find that the scale of the pigeon is much heavier." So the pigeon was no other than Agni, and eagle was Indra. They were testing and they blessed him for this kind of an attitude to protect the weak for the sake of Dharma. We also know the story of Dadichi. Bratasura can be killed only by the person, bone of a sage. And he happily agreed. "If my body is at the disposal of whom it may be of some use, I am prepared to die." This was Dadichi said. In Valmiki Ramayana, there is a conversation when Ramchandra ji is trying to tell his, give his side of argument that why Vibhishan should be accepted. And he is already finished. He has already heard everyone else. He also mentions, can you imagine, he is the Lord. And here we are saying Lord Sri Krishna is describing the conversation between Avaduta. And Avaduta has learned so many things from so many animals, so many situations, so many birds. And that is being narrated by the Lord. And Ramchandji narrates a story about two pigeons. "If I do not accept Vibhishan, I would be worse than a pigeon." So he is, whom would he telling this? Those who are his juniors, those, and Supreme Lord doesn't have any, you know, work. He is talking about birds and beasts. He tells the story of about two pigeon. One pigeon couple, the male pigeon was shot dead by a hunter. He's telling all his Hanuman, Angad, Sugriv. "If I do not accept Vibhishan, I would be worse than that pigeon." So he continues to narrate the story and he says, when that pigeon was, male pigeon was killed, the lone pigeon was very helpless and wondering about what to do. One day, this hunter was wandering all over the forest and he did not find any prey. And so he was starving. He was hungry. But he landed up taking shelter under this tree where this female pigeon alone was living in a nest. It started raining. And now the hunter is taken shelter in under the tree, and hunter is also hungry, and hunter has killed the male pigeon. And this is the Lord is narrating to his devotees. All this lady pigeon sees that hunter is exhausted, it is raining. So the hunter is hungry, but somehow he, to save himself from the wind and cold, he just lit some fire. Now this lady pigeon, realizing that he has taken shelter under my tree and he is hungry, how can I serve him? Without a second thought, she gets into the fire and finishes her life. And the hunter receives that food and satisfies his thirst. So a female who is actually should have been very upset with the hunter, for the sake of someone who has taken shelter under her tree, has given her life for mitigating somebody else's distress. When the female bird can do like this, if I do not give shelter, who has come to take shelter at my lotus feet, I will be worse than a peasant. So this was the music to the ear of the kings, how they found pleasure, how they fine-tuned the formula and understood the formula that how one can be happy. No music in this world can give us happiness, but by the mercy of our great sadhus, we can be saved. When a sadhu sees us in a situation like a deer, that we are climbing on a cliff which is slippery in search of a musk, or when he sees that we are getting attracted to the music of the hunter, which will surely take us to the path of death, he becomes concerned out of compassion. At the age of 70, he goes to that cliff to save us. There is a valley down. And the sound of the typewriter becomes the music to his ear. And Brahad Madanga is another frog. And through that process, he gives the Bhaktivedanta purport. And in Bhaktivedanta purport, he teaches us how we have forgotten our Lord. Bhuliya tumhare संसारे असिया पेये नाना विध व्याथा. How can I gain that knowledge? If I hear that music, that song which is sung by the Lord Himself, Bhagavad Gita, the song of God, presented to us by Him as it is. How fallen I am. Amar jivan sada paperat nahi ka punyer e lesha. And how I can be saved. These music, if we remember, then we will not get attracted to any worldly music. What is that music? Tava kathamratam tavta jivanam kaviditam kalmashapaham Shravan Mangalam Srimadatatam Bhuvigrannati Tebhurida Jana. Your pastime, my Lord, is like nectar. Suffering of the soul is relieved and removed simply by hearing these pastimes. And the person who delivers this to us, this music, this understanding, is Bhurida, is the greatest donor. We are indeed grateful, for this music is available to us by the mercy of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And we have hundreds and thousands of tune of Hare Krishna Mahamantra to attract our mind by His divine mercy. And if we take shelter and believe that this is the real music, can give us the satisfaction to us and those who are around us, then our life will be a success, provided we take shelter of that music in the form of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Thank you all for your attentive listening.